Chairman
Schultz.
And under the wire, Representative Schultz. You can smile. You can smile in here. This committee, you can smile.
I'm smiling. I always smile.
Okay. You can always smile in this committee. A lot of them don't allow you to smile here.
Oh.
Okay, the first bill I want to take up this afternoon is Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32 out of the Senate. State Affairs Committee sponsors Senator Josephson, requesting the governor to designate each October the 16th as World Food Day in Alaska. I believe the Senate Concurrent Resolution is rather self-explanatory. However, I wish they'd have put something in there, something to the effect we should take care of our own first, rather than the world itself. We could take care of the world and have our own communities and the people starving in those in many different parts of the country. However, I do recognize the concept and the spirit of Mr. Cowdery.
Yes, I was wondering if October, the date that they were asking designated, is that October 16th? Any other things of significance on October the 16th?
Yeah, would any of the committee members have any idea why they chose October the 16th rather than sometime in the summertime when plants and things and food and corn and everything else is growing, be able to do something with it? Representative Locker?
Well, I know that in Europe, quite often there's a celebration in October that celebrates the bringing in of the crops.
Well, Representative Locker, my memory serves me properly. Germany has an Oktoberfest, and they got a heck of a beer crop coming in. I don't know what this means.
Mr. Chairman?
Or not. Yes, Representative Locker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Larson.
Kind of in reply to your earlier concern, I remember there was someone, I don't quite know who, but they said, whatever you do for the rest of my brethren, you do unto me. So I think addressing the problem on a worldwide basis also helps to address the problem on a national and state basis.
Are there any, is the intent of the chair to move this out of committee today? Please note the presence of Representative Ward.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm not hungry.
Is there anyone
either
here who wishes to say anything regarding this bill other than Mr. Schultz?
I think it's I have no trouble with moving the legislation out. However, I think that here in Alaska, to make sure that we're singing off of the same sheet of music as the rest of the world, we should find out if October 16th is the date that everyone else is celebrating World Food Day. I don't think it would hurt a thing, you know.
Yes,
yes, I talked to the world coordinator for Food and Agricultural Organization. There's a memo in your file on this, and I spoke to them this morning, and October 16th, this is the date that is celebrated by 156 other countries and by all the other states, as well as the United States Presidential Proclamation, so that is the agreed upon date.
I see, that's answers to Mr. Schultz.
You know, we follow up. Is that also Agriculture Week? Designated as such. I know there's a proclamation that just came out from the Governor Sheffield's office saying that there's going to be a day set aside to recognize agriculture in the state.
Well, Mr. Schultz, I note that in paragraph 4 I have here from my committee aide that to honor World Food Day on October 16th, Congress passed SJR 81 during the 97th Congress in 1983. Proclamation was issued to that effect by the President on October the 14th. So this is pretty well, goes right in line with what's happening nationally and so on. And therefore, I hardly would think that would be too much of an issue in this particular case here.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not bringing an issue or anything.
Just
a simple question. You know, it's going to be interesting in about 500-600 years from now to come back. And I think the calendar is going to be pretty well taken up, 365 days out of the year. Every day will be designated as something.
I don't think in 500-600 years, Mr. Schultz, any of us are going to be worried too strongly about it.
Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think probably if we dug into it, our calendar would already be filled up every day. But would you like a motion?
I would appreciate a motion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would move then that we move committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 32 in state affairs.
I'm sorry. Correction, 37 or 32?
32.
I'm sorry, I had the wrong one up.
32,
sorry.
State affairs. From state affairs committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The next bill we'll take up is committee substitute for Senate committee resolution number 37 from the state affairs, concurrent resolution. The private sponsors are Katula and Sturgiluski. It's a committee substitute for Senate concurrence, title being relating to sexual assault and abuse awareness month. I believe you've had the opportunity to read it over. Are there any questions or comments from members of the committee? Okay, it was, I believe it was in the original bill, month of June, and they've changed it to the month of May. This will change to facilitate program planning in many women's centers in the state. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lipschultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we move committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 37 from the State Affairs Committee with individual recommendations.
Are there objections?
Objection.
There is an objection, Representative Locker.
I believe it requires amendment, does it not, Mr. Chairman?
I don't believe so. We do have a committee substitute.
I haven't got it. I'm sorry. I'll remove my objection.
Their objection has been removed. Are there any further objections? Hearing none, so ordered. You don't believe this. This is going awful slick today. You know? Really going, hey, not too bad, huh? No arguments, no nothing. We may get into it now, I don't
know. Now we go.
Now we're going to wage war.
All right. The next bill that we are going to hear is committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 678, State Affairs, an act relating to the preservation of World War II artifacts. I do have a letter here dated March 19th, which is today, rather current. On Wednesday, I appointed Mr. Larson the chair. I did?
Yeah, you did, Mr. Chairman.
I did?
Oh. All by myself.
Oh, that's right. Subcommittee.
Was there much debate?
Let's have order, please. To develop a committee substitute. The subcommittee decided that it's the intent of the sponsor and the committee could be best be met by writing a CS rather than an SS. Done by deleting the phrase instruments to wage any war and thus eliminating the bill's intent to just World War II and not other wars, while also removing potentially abrasive language. The bill as it reads now, it did read this and includes instruments used to wage war and the World War II artifacts. The committee did object to this mention of the word waging a war. We defend ourselves, I believe that was some of the statements that were read, rather than waging it. So now it reads, provide information pertaining to the historical, prehistorical culture of the people of the state as well as to the natural history of the state and includes World War II artifacts. Those were the words that were added to that particular AS 4135-234. Are there any conversations or anybody want to make any statements regarding it? Mr. Cowdery?
Yes. I didn't know if it might be more in stride with American viewpoint to say that artifacts and instruments used in defense of our country. That would cover
that. Yes, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Larson?
Yes, and even though the subcommittee consisted of one, there was much debate that took place. And some of the debate that took place was over Representative Cowdery's suggestion here. But in concurrence with the sponsor of the bill, Representative Liska, and others, including legal affairs here, that we thought it would be best to keep it neat and clean, to include it under the present provisions, which would provide what I interpreted as to be more of the committee's intent, not only for the removal, but also for the destruction of it and so forth. So by just adding the words, include World War II artifacts, it seems to be the best way to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter.
I was wondering if any consideration of the Korean or any other activity, and if there's any possibility that there may be some World War I things around. I don't know if that's true or...
Well, Mr. Cotter, it seems to me, my recollection is that this whole bill started out because we were losing World War II artifacts, such as tanks and planes and guns and all that, that are in the state. And that was the main intent. And therefore, I think we ought to keep it to that. Now, I don't think there's very many World War I things going. And certainly, I don't think there's any Korean or Vietnam artifacts on our soil either, because we were not in defense of that. We were in defense of World War II.
I'm not certain of the Korean, but I think there's some Korean air that were involved in Korean air in that era that went down to, but that's my opinion.
Mr. Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I brought some non-artifacts back, but I'll forget that for right now. I'd like to move the committee substitute response, substitute for House Bill number 678, State Affairs, move out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank Representative Larson for the fine job he did do.
And his committee, though.
And his committee.
Don't forget the committee. Majority of
the committee. Larson, on behalf of the committee as chairman, I want to thank you and your committee for doing an excellent job on it.
Thank you.
And for you ladies in the back, there was a one-man subcommittee appointed. I thought maybe that's what. It's a little in-house joke. At any rate, is there anything further to come before the committee? This is an unusually slow day, only because I knew that Mr. LaRocca was coming in. Had I known he was not, we'd have had a very fiery... Sorry, Joe.
What happened to all these bills your committee had?
Hey, we just get right through them, Joe.
Yeah.
Is there anything to come before the committee?
Just this sheet.
Hearing none. You're adjourned.
Joe,
please sign this list.
Did you